Hey, it's Dustin. Last month, on a windswept hike with the boys in Madeira, we found something. Not a treasure chest, not a bottle. It was a stone, smooth, but split. And underneath, buried in the soil, a scroll. Old, weathered, but clearly meant to be read. And here's the wild thing. It wasn't addressed to a king or a prophet. It was addressed to me, to you, to every father who's ever built something, and then wondered if the price of building was his own connection. To the leader who thinks he's the only one, the one carrying more than he lets on. Read this before you turn to stone. That line hit me hard. Because maybe like you, I've told myself a story. One that whispers, no one else understands what I carry. I call it the lone builder's lie. It's that belief that you're too unique, too complex, too burdened by responsibility to be understood by your spouse, your kids, your friends. And so, you isolate, you bury, you power through. But here's what the scroll went on to say. Something I've never heard said quite this way. You are rare, yes, but not alone. You are exceptional, but not exempt. You are the architect of a great life, but you still need warmth, not just blueprints. That's when it clicked. We wear provider like armor. We think, I'll carry this until I can't. We confuse self-reliance with nobility, when what our family really craves is the real us. Not the polished version, not the performance report, the presence. Here's the irony. The more I embraced this no one else gets it mindset, the more disconnected I became from the very people I was trying to protect. So today, I'm telling you what that scroll told me. Put down your sword. You are not at war. You're not trapped in a tower. You are building a village. Let that land. Your wife? She doesn't need the business plan every night. She needs the builder she married, not the fortress he built to hide in. And if you're listening right now, nodding in your truck, on the couch, at the gym, then you already know. It's time to return. Return to warmth. Return to being known, not just admired. Return to brotherhood, to truth. To being a man who doesn't pretend to carry it all. You don't have to carry the scroll alone, because this isn't a solo mission. Let me leave you with one last verse from the scroll. The most dangerous prison is the one you decorate with productivity. So take the hike. Send the message. Show your son what real strength looks like by letting him see your struggle, not just your stride. Show your daughter that kings don't rule with silence. They lead with softness and fire. And show yourself, yes, you, that your uniqueness is your edge, but your connection is your power. And just before we covered the scroll back with that stone, my youngest said something. He held it with his muddy fingers, looked at me and said, Dad, do you think this was written by someone like us? I wanted to say no, that it must have been a monk or a mystic or some lost philosopher from the mountains. But I couldn't, because yes, it was written by someone like us. Someone who stood at the edge of everything he built and asked, was it worth it if they don't really know me? We left the scroll where we found it. Not because we didn't want it, but because I think it's meant to be found again by the next father on that same path, by the next man with quiet doubts and load burdens, by the next soul ready to return home to himself. So, here's what I want to leave you with. Picture yourself years from now, older. Slower, maybe, but more you than you've ever been. And your son, he's grown now. He's asking questions about time, about work, about worth. He's not asking how much you made. He's asking how much of you there was to give. What will you tell him? Will you say you were there? Not just in the room, but alive in it? Will you say you taught him to lead with kindness, to sweat, to speak up, to stop sometimes and watch the sun hit the water just right? Will you say you showed him how to be a man who can build and feel? Win and rest? Fight and forgive? And what about your daughter? Did she see you slow dance with her mom in the kitchen? Did she hear you cry at the end of a movie? Did she know, without a doubt, that her dad was a man of strength and soul? We don't get to rewrite our early chapters, but we do get to choose the ending. And maybe, just maybe, this scroll wasn't from the past. Maybe it was from the future, left behind by you. To the future you, who finally let go of needing to carry it all. To the you who stopped apologizing for needing connection. To the version of you who realized that the best parts of life were never solo missions. And if you need a word to guide you, a whisper from the man you're becoming, what, here it is. Return. Return to your laughter. Return to your boys. Return to the one who loved you before you had to be the man. Return to the fire, to the hike, to the scroll. It's waiting, and so are they.